Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today on this Monday. This is December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, and I want to take just a moment to remember that day in our history. So I'm just going to read to you just a little history about Pearl Harbor Day. Just before 8 a.m. on December 7th, 1941, hundreds of Japanese fighter planes attacked the American naval base at Pearl Harbor near Honolulu, Hawaii. The barrage lasted just 2 hours, but it was devastating. The Japanese managed to destroy nearly 20 American Navy vessels, including 8 enormous battleships and almost 200 airplanes. More than 2,000 American soldiers and sailors died in the attack, and another 1,000 were wounded. The day after the assault, President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan. Congress approved this declaration with just one dissenting vote. 3 days later, Japanese allies, Germany and Italy, also declared war on the United States, and again Congress reciprocated. More than 2 years into the conflict, America had finally joined World War II. There had been conflicts for 2 years before we jumped in there after our own personal attack perpetrated by Japan. I read this memorial that's on one of the monuments there, and I wanted to share this with you. Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people, in their righteous might, will win through the absolute victory. We took a stand back in 1941. We remained neutral until it became personal. I wasn't living back then, but my father was, and my father went to war. My father-in-law went to war and ended up shot down and was a prisoner of war. That is what we call the greatest generation of this nation. They fought a war and they came home and they raised a family. They worked hard. But this day, December 7th, 1941, as this little memorial says, will forever live in infamy. Just like 9/11, and the other dates that have taken place when we have been attacked or have lost someone here on the soil of the United States or otherwise. Well, last night, President Barack Obama gave a speech. It lasted approximately 13 minutes. It was under 15 minutes for sure. It was supposed to be an urgent message to the United States people, to the citizens. And I may be a little prejudiced, but I want to share my thoughts. I was writing all morning and last evening I took notes all over the place and watched all the news. Everything stopped when that came place. So in his 13 minutes, I detected, and like I said, perhaps I'm a little prejudiced, but I thought, well, does Obama have a new speechwriter? One who had not listened to his past speeches on terror. The new writer seemed to know you can use the word radical, but not in the same sentence with Islam. You cannot use the acronym ISIS, but you can use the acronym ISIL. The new writer seemed to understand that Fort Hood massacre was a terrorist attack and not a workplace violence, which is what we have been told in the past. An identifying remark that Obama has never used before. In his 13 minutes, Obama said our military will hunt the radical terrorists down. But in the same 13 minutes, he declares we must have stricter gun laws, a.k.a. infringe on the Second Amendment. Obama has consistently said we are not in war with Islam. Yet last night he said if Congress agrees we are in war with ISIL, they will take steps to legislate stricter gun control laws. And, of course, he went on with the visas and other things that he wanted. There was a quick moment when Obama said the Americans are exceptional. And this is a statement he has refuted in the past. So I'm certain his speechwriter, his new speechwriter, must have overlooked that fact. President Obama, or his speechwriter, doesn't seem to pay attention to the words he has already spoken. ISIL is contained. Hours later, Paris is brutally attacked. The U.S. is not an immediate threat of attack from ISIL, and just days later, 14 people and 17 others, actually I think that number has gone up, 14 people were killed and 17 plus others were injured in San Bernardino, California, at a Christmas party, a workplace Christmas party. Well, perhaps the tree was what triggered the anger. Perhaps it was the Christmas ham that was served at the luncheon. But most likely, I reckon it was a hate for the West, regardless of race or color or religion. Christians are being targeted. Americans are being targeted. And the advice that Obama has to us is that Muslims are peaceful. Loretta Lynch came out, I believe this was on Friday, and she declared her personal, I'm going to call it her lynch mob, against our First Amendment. Should you speak any violent or hate speech against Muslim? It's Christmas, which is a Christian holiday. We celebrate the birth of our Savior, yet each year the offenses against nativity scenes and Christmas carols and greetings grow stronger. Where's Loretta Lynch in that regard? Obama's 13 minutes of nothing yesterday evening angered me. I heard, and perhaps again I was listening with prejudiced ears, but what I heard was, yeah, we're at war. Let's disarm all the citizens of the United States and make it more difficult for them to defend and protect their families. Yeah, radical Islam, although he would not say that, is attacking us, but we are not allowed to speak it or complain about the Muslim faith. Unlike France, who nearly immediately recognized who their attackers were and who the enemy was, Obama has finally acknowledged in part last evening, only after ISIS openly took credit. But Obama wasn't slow, nor was he, may I say, gun shy, to quickly speak out against the American citizens when the attack first took place in San Bernardino, California. Blaming our Second Amendment right, blaming those who want to carry guns, and vowing to enforce more gun control against the citizens of the United States. His 13 minutes seemed to me to be a declaration of war against the American people and their Bill of Rights. He closed saying, freedom is stronger than fear. Yet it is fear, and that of the liberals and himself, who seem to want to constantly disarm the honest American citizens. We're going into a break. I'm going to share my suggestions, which are very similar to Judge Jeanine's last night, with one big exception. I will open up the phone lines. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. First I did a tribute to the Pearl Harbor Day. It is Pearl Harbor Day, and it goes down in infamy, as the little saying is that I read earlier on the monument, as does many other days. In this nation, you'll remember things in your life that happened that are astronomical or fantastic or both. But that day set the United States world spinning as we entered into World War II. Many of our fathers or grandfathers or great-grandfathers, depending on your age, fought in that war. We're dealing with a different war now. Now, I guess my question is, was Pearl Harbor attack a terrorist attack? Would it be any different if these terrorists now were using planes? Oh, wait a minute. They did that, didn't they, on 9/11? Why is it so difficult for us to recognize who the enemy is? Should we hate all Muslims? No, we should not hate all Muslims. But they need to step up. They need to step forward. And if they have something going on within their mosque, they need to tell. They need to tell and to protect this nation. They have that obligation as a citizen of this nation. Now, Judge Jeanine, she gave 5 points in a monologue that she had, I think it was Friday. I'm not sure when she did it. Maybe it was Sunday. She gave it again last night after the president's speech. I agree with her on all but one. And I thought I would share them with you if you did not see her. First, she said, get a gun. Learn how to use it and be primed to use it. It's important for American citizens to be armed. That's what the Second Amendment is for. I'm throwing that in there. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. The Second Amendment is not just about protecting yourself from a bad guy at the door, as in a burglar or such other. It is about protecting this nation. Why the liberals and gun haters don't get that is beyond me. I cannot comprehend their thinking. Number two, she says, to weaponize the local police. Now, apparently there is something going on, which I was not aware of, where the current administration does not want to supply the armory that the local police might need. Now, if you were paying attention to all that happened in San Bernardino, California, it was the local police that apprehended, that went after, that were quick, that were first on the spot. They need to be weaponized in a proper way. And you need to know who your local police are. They are not the enemy. Are there bad guys within the ranks? Sure there are. There is in every occupation. But you need to know who your local police are. You need to pay attention. Trust them. It was quite moving when they played the video of the officer that was helping the victims out of that party, not knowing what was around the corner down the hallway. And he let them know, I will take a bullet before you, I guarantee you that. He put his life first. Number three, she says, close the borders. Mexico and Canada and halt all visas right now. Halt them right now. And I agree with all three of these. Absolutely. We need to take a stand right now, back up and review and figure out where we're going to go. Not just jump in there and say, well, we need stricter gun laws. Because stricter gun laws would not have stopped it. Paris and France have strict gun laws. It didn't stop it there, did it? But nobody is able to shoot back at the bad guys if you don't have a gun. Number four, she said, to stop the refugee resettlement. We are a nation that was based on Christian ethics and laws. We have every right to question those coming into our nation, and I agree with her. We can't vet them. They've said that over and over and over again. There's no way to do it. We don't know where they're coming from. They don't come in here with birth certificates and visas. We don't have any way of vetting them. So we need to stop it. I agree with all of those four points. Her fifth one I do not agree with. And maybe you disagree with me, and that's okay. That's what this hour is all about, is for America to sit down with a cup of coffee and discuss what's going on. Number five, she says, for you and I to get ready to give up your privacy. President Barack Obama closed his speech saying, freedom is stronger than fear. She claims we need to give up our privacy, and that's what they're going to need to find these secret cells that are hidden within the United States. I don't believe that that's what needs to be done. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't believe that that's what needs to be done. Why should the American people give up more and more and more? But, on the other hand, somebody already suspected this couple. They knew things were going on in that house, and they did not report it, and they did not report it because of the political correctness of being, they were fearful of being accused of profiling. Wouldn't you rather someone profiled and stopped a mass murder? So we give up privacy, but we have this fear in our hearts, being held in contempt, so to speak, of profiling. She said, arm yourself with knowledge. I have said that so many times. We can make better decisions the more educated we are. She says our commander-in-chief refuses to lead but defends and excuses Islam and calls Muslims peaceful. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yourself, Beth?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'll tell you what, I was pretty angry last night. It didn't take very long, 13 minutes,
yeah, well,
I was hot.
We had some problems with radio transmission here because I don't have television.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I had to go up on the Internet, and I took a look at the different points of the speech. The one that you brought up there where we have to relinquish our privacy so that they can find out where all these people are.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, I can only speak for Pennsylvania Commonwealth right now. We know exactly where they are here. There are 30 locations in Pennsylvania, which our government, okay, the government, okay, funds, supplies equipment, food, and other supplies to train these people, okay, right here in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And right across the border over there where New York State, where Governor Guido's got all of his gun control.
Hmm.
Okay, so as far as we have to give up some of our privacy so they can find out where these people are? No. If you follow the trail on any of these groups or individuals that have done this work in the name of Allah, okay,
yes.
You'll find that they got their training, equipment, supplies, manuals on how to make all their nasty little bombs and all this other stuff that they get into, okay, through one of these camps. And the supplies come from them, and also the money comes from almost every Arab nation over in the Middle East. Okay,
you know,
that we put trillions of dollars into every year, by the way, and still get kicked in the teeth for it, okay?
You know, Therese, Trump is taking quite the heat because he'll just fly off the handle and say something, and then everybody just gasps, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. One was to bomb those oil fields over there. And everybody you could just hear it sucking, you know, how can we do that? And the other one is to close all the mosques. Well, I don't know that we need to close all the mosques, but, you know, they don't ever investigate any of them. The man out of Oklahoma that cut the woman's head off, why didn't they investigate that mosque?
We don't want to offend anybody.
Well, we shouldn't close them all, but when the violent crime comes out from a member in their church, you know, if it was my church, they'd be going after my church.
Oh boy, yes. Matter of fact, they said everybody there would be arrested. Okay,
absolutely.
Whether they had any knowledge of it or not, Beth, you know, and I know that.
I want you to hang on. We're going into a break. I want you to hang on, Therese. Well, I don't think we should necessarily close every mosque, but I think when we have a violent act and we know where they attended a mosque, that mosque needs to be inspected. And if any of their monies or anything has gone to support terrorism, they need to be closed then. And we need to interrogate them. We need to know what is going on in this nation. They're either going to stand up and protect the American people, or they need to get gone. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Therese, hang on. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download download the app, listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L, listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are honoring Pearl Harbor Day today. And also I'm talking about the speech last night that lasted between 13, it was under 15 minutes. I counted 13 minutes on the president last evening. There was an urgent message to the American people, but it really wasn't anything new that he said, at least not in my opinion. But I'm visiting with Therese, and we're going to have to wrap it up here because I've got some other callers holding Therese, but I know you had a couple of points you wanted to make, and I'm going to let you do that.
There was one last one. With regard to his statement about that he is ordering, mandating by executive order or executive directive that anybody who is on the no-fly list may not purchase a semi-automatic weapon. This would include a handgun, a shotgun, or a rifle, or a carbine. Now, that's very well, but you see, administratively, they could put an awful lot more people on that no-fly list. I can remember back in 2013 and 2014, there were a number of individuals who were business persons. They had nothing to do with any of the attacks on this country, before and after or whatever. And they got on the fly list because of typographical errors with regard to data entry, okay? In three cases, they were denied flight on aircraft. And in one case where the person was going to renew their passport as well, that was denied as well. So it's very easy administratively to do whatever they want to do with this. You or I or any other American can be placed on that list by simply an administrative letter.
And we're trying to figure out why these two that perpetrated this crime in California weren't on the list.
Well, the thing is, he got in advance. She got in on a sweetheart visa, okay, or a fiancé visa, on which there's very loose and very broad definitions of why you want to come here, okay? Also, the fact that it came out that the firearms that these two had were purchased by someone else in, quote, their community over 2 years ago. Now, what you're looking at, and you say, well, you're being paranoid, Therese. Yeah, because I understand the seriousness of it. Okay? The fact that you had a sleeper cell. Duh. Okay. Yeah. No fooling.
A little paranoid. Well, and you know, too, I've heard stories of it. It seems like this man called in one time where he was constantly being taken aside every time he flew, and he flew quite a bit because he had the same name as somebody, some other criminal. It wasn't necessarily a terrorist, but they had the same name, so he was constantly pulled aside. He wasn't the same person, and they just kept on and kept on. So he was on kind of a watch list of some sort. It wasn't a terrorist watch list necessarily, but he was on that, and he was constantly pulled aside. So you're right. They make mistakes. They have data errors. But again, it's something that these guys should have been, you know, we're going to have to profile. That's all there is to it. And that doesn't mean that's going to stop it, because we have Americans that are joining them. So it's a scary time. Therese, I'm going to let you go. I thank you for your call and your vigilance.
Bye-bye.
We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. Well, I'm not too well, but we won't talk about that. Let's just have a little common sense. Between 1924 and 1955, we had no immigration into this country. Mm-hmm. And then I grew up in that period and the period afterward, and we had a very safe country. We had no worries about anything like we have now. This has been caused by immigration policy since 1965. So I say, we'll use your term, common sense. Mm-hmm. Let's just stop all immigration into this country for now.
Back it up.
Anybody wants to go back to it later after we get things squared away? We need to check the people in this country. And if they are a threat to us, they need to be deported. And I think that'll go a long ways to straightening this out.
And I don't think we should shut down Gitmo either.
Oh, I don't either. And we need that. I'm old enough to remember Franklin Roosevelt and his speech. You know, he's the first president that I remember. And you didn't say the end of his speech a while ago when you were reading it.
I probably didn't. I kind of cut it short. Let me see where it's at. What's the end of his speech?
It was an important part.
What's the end of his speech?
The last sentence.
Well, do you have it memorized? Because I'm not sure
I
got his speech in.
Yeah, it was going along like you read there with we shall gain the inevitable triumph. And then he said, so help us God.
Yes, yes. I don't have his speech in front of me, so
yeah,
what I was reading
matter.
From was from a historical page and it didn't have his speech. But, you know, they want to take God out.
Yeah.
And that is what is really happening in this nation, because we've removed God and they think we should rely on government. Well, that's not what our founding fathers believe. They believe we rely on God, and government needs to be very, very small in the lives of the people. And the liberals and the progressives, they want to turn this around. And it's just, you know, we can see it unfolding. Maybe it's because I'm not a spring chicken anymore either, you know, Bill. But it's, you can see it unfolding. You can see what's happened. They removed prayer from the school, and now they wonder why they've got crime in the school. They've got gun-free zones because they're afraid of guns. And that's where these attacks always happen. I'll guarantee you that conference center was a gun-free zone.
Well, I'll bet it was.
Nobody there was armed. Nobody could fight back. Had there been one person, they may not have stopped at all, but they could have done something.
Well, one person could have probably stopped it and got them both, or they would have run, you know. There's been lots of cases of a person who was carrying,
absolutely,
stopping things like this.
Absolutely. They don't like to report those on the mainstream media, though.
No, and another thing that came up there a while ago, talking about taking our First Amendment rights away from us. You know, they bring in these people on purpose to scare us to death so we'll give up more and more of our freedoms.
That's right. And so when we say, when, you know, and I like Judge Jeanine, and I agree with her on most everything, but when she says we need to give up our privacy, I'm going to disagree with her. That is giving in to the fear. We're not going to do that, and we're not going to give up our guns. That's giving in to the fear. So let's look at let's have a reality check here. When we're under attack, do you send soldiers into a battle without a gun? Without any way of defending themselves? So here we are under attack, and they're saying we need to take the guns away from the citizens. Well, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. None.
No, but it does to them because they're after all of our freedoms.
That's right.
Our repressive federal government.
That's exactly.
And
right.
The more they can scare us, the more people will be inclined to give up their freedoms.
Absolutely.
For safety. Who was it? Benjamin Franklin said people who are willing to give up their their freedoms for safety usually end up with neither one.
Deserve neither. I'm going to let you go because I've got some other callers holding. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to go straight to Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Yeah, they're whacked out there.
Well, they are, aren't they? Make your point quick. I've got some others holding as well.
They seem to treat us like little babies. We don't know the difference. It's not that guns that kill. It's people that do the killing. Guns don't shoot themselves. And how many terrorists get a legal weapon? They go to the black market, I bet.
Well, now, these did. These in California, they did get their weapons legally, or somebody did. And
well,
that's how they got them. So, you know, we can see that side of the story, but to take them away from everyone else is not the answer.
They had somebody else to get them. That's not getting them legally.
Well, that's true, but that person got them legally was my point. Somehow, some way, the bad guys are going to get the guns, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's still the black market.
Yep. And they were making bombs, too. I'm going to let you go, Larry, because I need to get on to the next.
Thank you.
We have Kenneth from Louisiana. Kenneth, how are you today? Kenneth, we're going into a break. I apologize. I wasn't watching the clock. But you hang on, and we'll get with you as soon as we come back. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about Pearl Harbor Day and a terrorist attack. And we've been talking about the 13-minute speech that was of urgency that President Barack Obama gave last night. And I'm going to go to Kenneth from Louisiana. Kenneth, how are you today?
Thank you, Beth. Thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome. What's on your mind?
Everybody seems to be talking about Muslims, but to me, I feel it takes away from the black male in this country who's raping and robbing and stealing every day. And I guarantee you more white folks were murdered and raped on that same day in San Bernardino, and that's what the media doesn't report. And speaking of Muslims, you know, 9/11, the Paris attacks, and San Bernardino, all this wouldn't have happened if the United States military would have stayed out the Middle East. We had to follow these false Judeo false prophets like Sean Hannity, John Hagee, and Jack Van Impe. People, throw away your false prophecy books and charts, because modern Jews are not Israel. They're
okay,
not
okay.
Grandma.
Well, stop right there, though.
Yep.
Okay, I'll agree up to a point with you. And I will agree that we got entangled in things we should not have gotten entangled with. I believe we did it not necessarily for what you're claiming, but for the oil. I think it's all about the oil. It's all about the power. And Israel, as a nation, who they are, doesn't matter as far as the scriptures. Let's not even go in there, okay? They are a nation. They are in the middle of a hot spot. And they are constantly, regardless of who you think they are or are not, they are constantly being attacked. And they're the only nation that has to get permission to fight back. We just tend to not recognize our enemies around here lately. But
no,
but we're still, okay, you can disagree with me. That's what this hour is about.
Yeah.
But, Kenneth, stop. Hold on. Regardless of how we got where we are here now. And we have to do something to protect the now. Yes, I will agree with you that we did lots of things wrong. But right now, we are under attack. And that's what we need to deal with. And I'm going to let you go because I have something I need to bring to the people here before I get off the air. So thank you, Kenneth, for your call. Last Friday, instead of having Free for All Friday, I had a show with Bill Buller that was a special show that I called it out, and I did it because of what's going on. Now, we've been talking about terrorist attack. We've been talking about the losing of our freedoms and our liberties, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. But in this nation, we are dealing with corruption. Corruption at every level. I'm probably the only talk show host that really speaks to down on the farm. I don't farm anymore. We sold our farm back in the 80s after we lost a home in the fire and lost everything we had. And we started all over again. But I have a love and a respect for rural America. And I have a recognition that rural America, down on the farm and the ranch, whatever it is they produce, is the foundation of this nation. Owning property was important. Independence was important. Well, I had Bill Bullard on from RCAF USA Friday to talk about something called the checkoff dollars. The National Cattle and Beef Association has hijacked, stolen the checkoff dollars. We're talking about billions of dollars, millions of dollars that have been taken improperly. And there is to be a hearing coming up in Sedalia this week, December the 9th, at 10 o'clock in Sedalia, Missouri. This is for the Missourians. It's going to be held at the Missouri Electric Cooperatives Building at the State Fairgrounds. Now, Bill Bullard gave us a number for you to call. If you are a producer, if you are a cattleman, you need to attend this because they want to double your checkoff dollar. And they've purposely made it difficult for you to understand or to know that this hearing's coming up. And they've purposely made it at a time of the day when it's going to be difficult for you to get there. 10 o'clock in the morning is usually when those farmers and ranchers are feeding and taking care of chores. RCAF USA is working with the Missouri Rural Crisis Center. This is the phone number for you to call regarding this hearing coming up this week in Sedalia. Write this number down and give it a call if you are a cattleman. 573-449-1336. 573-449-1336. Now, if you did not hear Friday's show, and you're thinking, Beth, what on earth are you talking about? I want you to go back to my website, which is just csctalkradio.com. Look at the podcast and bring up December the 4th. That was Friday's show. Just bring it up. It has a picture of Bill Bullard there. And you can listen to that show and know exactly what I'm talking about. And I will try to push that out again today on Facebook and Twitter. Missouri Rural Crisis Center is the number to call, 573-449-1336. 36 and ask them about the hearing regarding the beef checkoff dollars. They're wanting to double it. Right now they take $1 per head. They want $2 per head. And in some states they want $3 per head. It's a corruption. It's money that's being hijacked. That's just a pretty word for stolen from the cattlemen. And even some of you aren't aware of what's really going on with that. So listen to Bill Bullard. Go back to listen to Friday's show. It's on my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on the little menu there that says podcast. We're dealing with an awful lot of things in this nation. And at every turn, they want to take more and more away from you. Whether it's in your industry, like the cattleman with the beef checkoff, whether it's the EPA, I'm anxious to hear what's going to happen from Paris. And I don't mean anxious in a good way. Marita Noon will be with us tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And I'm hoping to, in the near future, have several guests regarding that on. And we're going to find out how much sovereignty we lost when these big wigs went to Paris in their jets, telling us we need to give up more for the environment. Kind of chuckles about that. We have to do exactly like Janine said, Judge Janine. We have to be vigilant. We have to have knowledge and education. Stay informed. Keep your guns. Buy a gun. Know how to use it. And don't be afraid to take care of your family. It is our obligation to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.